that the individual acharya must be completely subordinated to the committee, GBC committee, and that the disciples should be trained to understand that their real relationship is with ISKCON, and their relationship with the acharya is the secondary thing. It was explained to me this morning. And they think that your advice is in the beginning to set up the acharya system in a particular way. That has been the cause of much trouble for them. The acharyas are all relative. They're not absolute.
Self-effulgent.
Not that way.
They're not self-effulgent. And therefore, the presidents and GBC are now thinking that since they're not self-effulgent, since they were appointed acharyas, therefore they're second class acharya, and they can't be considered absolute, even to their own disciples, but that the absolute consideration will always be what the committee decides, not what the acharya says.
Whatever he might have said, I think that is all recommendatory, all relative, not absolute. It is not possible. You see, the plane is such. When Uddhava asked Krishna, why so many forms of religion? Krishna told, in the beginning it was one, and I told about what is religion to Brahma. And from Brahma it came to his different disciples. And every disciple understood it in a modified way according to his own mental conception. And when in their turn they gave delivery to the same thing, the differentiation began. Kikiti vaichitra and parampajena. We can't stop differences. There is also told in Bhagavad Gita. I told it to Mani. Manu likha kabe bravit, sakade nihamata yugo nashtak parantara. The plane is such that things in the starting, as the nature be there, gradually degraded, modified.
So far,
recommendatory, but cannot be absolute.
So far, whatever our Guru Maharaj said, that was the standard of absoluteness. And since Guru Maharaj is not physically...
He could not say so, that this is absolute. He did not say. He could not say. And he did not. Because he knew that he is talking about impiety. He says that what he told that he is absolute.
No, because for the upliftment of the disciple, the spiritual master's instructions are absolute. And since it was
Kirtanananda last night came to say so. But I asked him that Guru name position may be absolute, but your understanding about Guru and his instruction, are it absolute?
No, individually they are not absolute.
Then,
but collectively as a body, as a whole, it is absolute.
Never.
That because foolish. That is the only representative of Prabhupada.
That is foolish.
that is only representative of Prabhupada. No. That's what we say.
Then everything is absolute, because whatever incident comes to be affected by the will of Krishna. Even a straw moves by the will of Krishna. So everything is absolute.
Considering that this is a spiritual movement, this is Krishna consciousness movement. Krishna consciousness movement is the representative of Krishna on this earth. That is what we are thinking. Therefore, it is absolute.
I like what I wanted to say. I missed. I like Krishna, Krishna consciousness. ISKCON should not have any monopoly of preaching over the whole world. But all my God brothers, they also may do something in that part. Everyone, you also, myself, everyone should do something for the propaganda of Krishna consciousness, while the others should be banned.
No banning.
Then,
there is no banning.
Then,
nobody, they are going on everywhere.
All should be
fair. But ISKCON should not be splintered. United we stand, divided we fall.
Fairfield. All we let all say about Krishna consciousness. Why should we stand on the way of that? Let them say. The free market. Nation and ocean free.
That free market should not be developed by splintering ISKCON. That ISKCON also preach, other people also preach.
ISKCON would go on with their preaching. Others will also may go on with preaching. With Krishna consciousness, with Mahaprabhu, with Nityananda Prabhu, all may join. But how? Fairfield. There must be a very wider view. Columbus, he discovered America. Should it be meant that only his people go and live there, others won't go?
No, we are not saying that. We want that everyone should...
like that. Everyone.
Everyone should preach.
It should be Krishna consciousness. That is to be marked. The Krishna consciousness. We will be satisfied for that. Mahaprabhu. But Mahaprabhu wanted to preach Krishna consciousness. Gauriya Vaishnava spoke. But too much dogmatism I heard, and that I pained my heart when that as a good soul, I knew him, that Bhavananda Maharaj. Bhavananda Maharaj trampled down one book, Gauriya Kantahar, who was very favorite of our Guru Maharaj. And the collection of all from different shastras to help the preacher, Gauriya Kantahar was planned. Quotations from different scriptures to help Krishna consciousness preachers. But that was trampled simply because that was not composed by Swami Maharaj. That valuable book was trampled under feet. Then I sent some intimation to him, to please beg forgiveness, and in a very beautiful way, grand way, issue one edition of Gauriya Kantahar to get released from that offense. It is Shastra, and it is collected by our Guru Maharaj, I know, and it was helping to a great extent the preachers, meant for the preachers, collection from highly valued books. Should I appreciate that? Because that was not translated by Swami Maharaj.
Who was it published by?
Published only from different press, but collected by our Guru Maharaj.
It was Bhaktisiddhanta's book.
We know the book. Jesuitas also.
Yes.
And that helps a great deal. That was meant only for the preachers. I did have it book.
As it goes, I don't make it.
But Dhamma Swami Maharaj did not want that.
No, that is definitely wrong. Unless there was some criticism of our Guruji inside.
No.
I don't know.
No, that was long before that was printed and published. Okay? Okay.
Dr. Jeff.
Huh?
Jeff.
What is this? I would be happy to the extreme if you can effect conciliation.
I was just wondering if they can still come and talk with you, frankly and freely. Yesterday I think the meeting broke up abruptly. So it would be nicer if you give them some one other time. This is what my concern was, because I am just a small man.
I give them time. They are always welcome. Anyone always welcome. And I am ready to talk with them. This will be Harikatha, Krishna consciousness, nuclear understanding. It is preaching.
I can't. In which they can freely express their opinion, and you can reply to that.
More freely.
And that way, some consensus may be arrived at.
Yes. Yes.
Tomorrow, is it not possible tomorrow?
Maybe. Maybe tomorrow.
Thank you very much for your
that's very nice
enlightened discourse.
In my old age, I am unfit and I am invalid.
Maharaj, I also, when I got the news what they did, what happened, what they did to Jayatirtha Maharaj, I immediately felt that only you can save the situation now. And I immediately rushed back here and I thought that I would take you to Mayapur. Because if they do not come, I am going to Kolkata. তো আজকে সকালবেলা আমি মন্দিরে এসেছিলাম, ওখানে খবর পেয়ে আমি সঙ্গে সঙ্গে চলে এসেছি। Yeah, I heard that Dhira Krishna Maharaj just told me. So it's nice if they come here. And
they have accused you of coming to spread his influence.
Your name is
Jashomati Nandan Das.
That is charming name.
Thank you.
Rajavara Nagar. Rajavara Nagar. Smriti Napari Smriti Mitari Bharatamanyu Bhavantu Bhajabhita Ahamya Nandang Bandhi Jashyalindhi Parangam Raghupati Paddha Mahaprabhu Chyam Triya. Suti Mapari, Smriti Mitari, let them go on with that. Suti and Suti. But Ahamiho Nandang Bandi, Sarvadharma Paritya. My heart is inclined towards the obeisance of Nanda. Why? Joshya Lindhi Paramdhamma. One lady also told here in her lecture that Swami Maharaj came many with many disciples. That what attracted us to ISKCON is this, that we can live in a family with God. God can accept our service as family members. This has attracted to ISKCON. Aham yam nandang bandi yashya alindi parabrahma. The parabrahma has come Krishna, Jataka Kala, Sarvottam Narodila, Narodopi Tamarashyam. They are Prakita Lila, similar to that of human society. But it is just the opposite. Parvata is a collection here and the original there. But very similarity is there. Mattu Jada Tattva Samasta Dharma, Nivedita-atma-vichikir-situ-me tadam-tattam-patipadyamana Manamanatma Bhuyaya to Kalpati Bhuyaya. Atma Bhuyaya Kalpati, that means they are considered as my own. Vishati Taramantaram, Tatumang Tatu Janta, Vishati Taramantaram. Ultimately, knowing who am I, ontologically, then they enter into my domain, into me, that in my group, in the system, where my servitors are trying their best to satisfy me. Gauri we are out for the same.
Please bless me so that I can preach in Gujarat.
Our inner thirst is for the same. For the same. And you should think that we come in a group. We come together, all from different sources, for particular aims, and there may not be any pollution in that aim, that our structure. That is all important. Organization next. First idea and next organization to facilitate, to preach the idea. If idea is drawn away, the organization can give mischief to the people. Just as Jiva Goswami, Jiva Goswami has mentioned, from the mantra formula, take the name, then put another name, it will go to the opposite side. Take Krishna, put Kali or Shiva, it will take to the all other words are there. But the name is Krishna. Take out the Krishna and put Shiva. It will take him, carry him to another direction. So also, the idea, organization, there must be many. A more perfect organization like military. But the ideal is all important. Otherwise, if for another ideal, a good organization is engaged, that will very hurriedly take to our doom. So organization, next, first ideal, Krishna consciousness.
But the ideal...
The organization must be subservient to Krishna consciousness proper. That is my contention, nothing more.
Our idea is that the ideal is non-different from the organization.
You say the organization, because it is created by Swami Maharaj, it is a perfect one. Perfect one. So, this organization, whatever they will create, the majority, that is God. I defend there.
But that we are not deviating from Swami Maharaj's principle.
They should seek. They should search after. Mahaprabhu himself told, Krishna Anusandham, I am searching for Krishna. Vyasadeva says, Brahma Anusandham, Brahma Jigyasa. I am inquiring what is Brahma. Jaimini says, Dharma Jigyasa. In this way, all, they are out to search. To search the infinite, the absolute. And it would be foolish to think that whatever this body will dictate, that is the Krishna consciousness. The difference is here.
They say that.
And that is the most important difference. Mm-hmm. You have to think it for your own interest and for the interest of all of us.
They say that because in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that there never will be a servant more dear than the one who preaches, and because Prabhupada exhibited such preaching vigor as never has been exhibited before, that he is the most compassionate personality. Yeah. Therefore, they say that the ideal of the organization is to give everyone Prabhupada, because the conviction is that if we simply give Srila Prabhupada to everyone, then they will get all the mercy of Krishna and eventually all the realization of Krishna consciousness. They say because Prabhupada
exhibited the most compassionate nature and the most successful preaching effort in the world, that we simply have to now rally around Srila Prabhupada and present Srila Prabhupada when Krishna consciousness is spread.
Srila Bhavana, first initiated disciple of Srila Prabhupada, second initiated by myself.
This is the mood. The mood is simply that
the difference of what you say. Mostly, those that are coming to me, they all say like that. The general tenor of all the questions that are coming from ISKCON, it is of such nature. What you say, that is not new to me.
But that is the ideal. They say the organization may have its defects, but that the ideal is already there.
Understand. Yes.
The ideal
but
is...
But I say that I told last night to Kirtanananda, the best day is considered to be Saptadi Sabata. And he did deliver most of the shastras. And still Narada came and abused him. The whatever you had done so far, there is nothing. You give Bhagavatam to the people.
That is because Vyasadeva was not a pure, he did not present pure devotional service. But Prabhupada presented a pure devotional service.
And Prabhupada gave us Bhagavatam.
He's only saying that even Vyasadeva agreed to be chastised. So why don't we agree to be chastised?
You have to understand what is this. This is not my statement. What I say it is in Bhagavatam.
Yes.
So you have to adjust how it is possible. Vyasadeva is accepted as Saptadi Sabata. And he has given all the most part of the scriptures. Then also...
But we consider Srila Prabhupada more than
that. What is the reason? We have to inquire why. The Brahma is the first guru of Kauriya Sampradaya, Madhya Sampradaya. He is denounced by Krishna Leela. Madhvacharya, Ramanuj, they are all great acharyas. Still, we have to criticize them. So, we have to think deeply everything in our own interest. And we don't get by heart something and produce and reproduce. That finishes everything, not that. We have to understand all these things in detail and adjust and digest. It is there. How it is possible that the giver of Gita, Bhagavad Gita, Vedanta, all these things, he is chastised by his Guru Narada. How it is possible? It is there.
Because it is not present.
You have to digest that. So the answer is there. The answer is there. They are by installment. by the will of the Lord, by His order, extensively may be given, but a particular installment, it is possible. His order to give a particular installment to us.
But I still don't understand.
He has to be giving.
How we have to adjust all these things from the scriptures, it is there. It is in Bhagavatam. How is it possible? We have to adjust. It is not my creation or my whimsical statement. It is there. How you have to take? You please explain it.
Guru says also that Dibbo Gyan Ride Prakashito. That the scripture, so it is there in the scripture, but the realization will come in the heart.
What is being presented is very simple affair that that Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he predicted that there would be a personality who would come and be responsible for delivering the holy name of Krishna to all over the world. And the conviction of ISKCON is that Srila Prabhupada is that personality. And the ideal of ISKCON is simply to deliver Srila Prabhupada to the world. He is the person Bhagavatam. He brought us the Bhagavatam. He lifted us out of our nation condition, and at the feeling of the ISKCON body, is, oh, we may have so many defects on our own, but just as Prabhupada gave the example, we simply have to deliver the mail, just like the postman. He may not be very expert, but the message is in the letter already. So our feeling is simply that we have to deliver. So the mood at the temple is simply we have been sitting and hearing Prabhupada Leela every morning, how Prabhupada came to the West, how he picked us up. We've been becoming absorbed more and more in Prabhupada Leela. And in this way, we're feeling that we understand through Prabhupada what is the mission of Lord Chaitanya and a little bit about Krishna. That's all we know is Prabhupada. This is the feeling. And so, although no one is attacking your position as a Vaishnava, we feel that the general mood of the family is being disturbed since Srila Thitipat is not there to share in these loving exchanges and remembrances of Srila Prabhupada. That is the general mood. It is coming from that, from the heart, not so much from a managerial structure.
So you differentiate from one guru with another guru.
Yes, because Srila Prabhupada is also...
I mean, you differentiate. The present Acharya and your Prabhupada, there is much difference.
Yes.
Yes, Srila Prabhupada we say is Jagat Guru because because in Bhagavad Gita Krishna says
and
the most dear servant.
And the disciple of the present Acharya, they will see that their guru, their Acharya is not Jagat Guru, is it?
They say, yes, the idea is that Srila Prabhupada is founder Acharya.
Any difference between Swami Maharaj and the present Acharya?
Yes, difference and is
that disciple.
Prabhupada
is the founder
Acharya.
Achintabheda Vedatattva. Achintabheda Vedatattva is another thing.
They say that any Acharyas in this kind, after Prabhupada, they are...